Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I am still sitting here, and I am ever conscious and very excited to do the show tonight. And I realized after we did the show last week that I forgot to mention anything about our new moon. I'm like, really?
My Cancer baby forgot about the new moon.
And it's such a beautiful lunation chart when you look at it. There's so much Sagittarius. It's all about philosophy and metaphysics and traveling and all the things we're all looking at in the holiday season up ahead. I'm like, really? I can't believe that I have had a lot of changes going on in my life, like many others that we serve, right, Jacqueline? So
Absolutely.
It was just one of those things.
Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful new moon this week.
It was on the 29th at about 7:18 in the morning, and there was quite a lineup of Sagittarian planets, and Pluto was kissing Venus and Capricorn, and some squares to Neptune, some squares to Chiron, so it's all about having a healthy and happy holiday season up ahead, is all I want to say about that.
And tonight,
are you still there, Jacqueline?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And tonight has an interesting lunation to it. You know, the moon is within conjunction. It's 6 degrees away from Mars, as well as it is in trine with Jupiter. And what a wonderful aspect to have around the holidays. I'll bet a lot of people really enjoyed some fun gatherings this weekend.
I have. Well, I had a lot of gatherings this weekend, but there was a. I had a lot of gatherings this weekend, but there was an important passage. A very dear friend of mine, Carolyn Bratton, who was the facilitator for the Lifestream Center for many years, and so she had a sudden incident, and all of a sudden she found herself on the other side, and. So many of us have grown to know and love her. We got together and as one. So it was an amazing celebration of her life and a sadness of her passing, but it was very good because these people that were on the spiritual path that have shared the Lifestream Center for these many years, you could see in them that light. That light that can never be extinguished that we have in each one of us.
And you could see the unity of one. This is such a nice aspect to that because here again, an aspect to this is this T-square and Pluto, Uranus, and back to Jupiter. So sometimes some things, you know, that we can't see are for our benefit. But as a result of this, foundational shifts will occur because of the Pluto-Venus conjunction. And having these harmonious aspects at this time to really those transformations and joining in unity, seeing that all of us are one, seeing that even if one individual leaves this earth, that the masses have a piece of them that left this earth as well. As well as uniting together and holding that energy of the loved one that has passed and retaining them in their lives and working with the best of what they left on this earth. And so there's lots of really great, in these transitions that we're having right now, there's lots of really great things about humanity and about how joining together and showing that all of us are one, even though we may have many different Okay, Uranus brings out, in Aries, brings out kind of interesting things. And, you know, here again, that heavy Pluto transformation in Capricorn. But with that stretch, with that effort that we put out, we can see that even though we may disagree on polar opposite sides, that we are all one and that we can unite together on each side because of the Mars in Aquarius, that trining that Jupiter. It's a rebalancing, and I so like this rebalancing because I do think we all need to get back to the human race instead of separating each other into individuals.
I so agree. Now, I know you've been busy all day like I was, but I have to tell you, again, there's been a state of execution on that pipeline. It has been turned down, at least for now. So all of that now is going full circle, and there's been people gathering together to support, again, as a unified force. So we're seeing that in the cosmos, and we're seeing it here on Earth. How beautiful is that?
It is. It's great. And, you know, that is such an example of what's going on right now is the Lakota tribe. It's amazing how by them standing in their serenity, and it truly is, the media doesn't give the side unless you're there or unless you're a part of it. I have a good friend who lives on the res, and she has been totally involved in this, and I've watched her struggles and I've watched her advantages. She has a son. Her husband is a Native American Indian, and she, you know, of the Lakota tribe. And, you know, they stood peaceful, which is a great thing. It's not that they did anything but stood strong and peaceful. And people like Bernie Sanders and, you know, our military forces, and, you know, all kinds of people have come out of the woodwork to help them in this natural process because it is something that is important, you know. There is other ways besides going through a river to put something toxic like that, you know. So here again, it's great to see that unity in this, to see that by just standing still and standing strong, you can accomplish a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, standing in your truth is a wonderful thing to have. Well, we've got quite a few callers on hold. I think we should see what's going on with them and if they're going through also this incredible period of enlightenment and unity. Are you ready?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Area code 604, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you. It's Charlene here.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hello, Charlene. How are you tonight?
That's a big question today, so I'm not going to get into that one. But I'm standing, and I'm here, and I'm excited about moving forward in life. I ended the relationship with the man that I was seeing, and it's gotten quite legal and nasty. So what I want to know, I guess I get a sense of direction from both of you because you're both fabulous. So I don't know where to start. I'm August 31st, 62. I should be in your system, I think. Or Aphrodite, you probably still have me there.
I sure have you on here now. Where do you live?
I'm in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Where do you live now, Charlene?
Abbotsford or Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada.
Okay, got it. Yep. Got it.
And that's very exciting about the pipeline being halted. Let's hope that they speak up and say, no more. We don't need this anymore. There's other ways to power our Earth.
I know. Okay, so let's see what's cracking with you, babe. All right. Right now, your major lesson is focused on close personal relationships and who you want to feel an allegiance with. Get a lot of oppositions right now to your seventh house where you live right now, and those oppositions have to do with about determining how you're going to have greater health and greater peace in your world. So I think you've made some difficult choices, but I think you have help, don't you?
I do. You're so intuitive.
like you had someone standing
I have a lot
like
of resources available to me because it was a crime.
Very tenured, very good. Yep, yep. You are supported here, and you want to dream another dream. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. One of the things that's going to happen here in the near future is that Jupiter is going to transit over your Venus, which is, that's a great empowerment for this transition. I think right now why one of the problems that you're having is Venus is in your 12th house. So you have a little bit of a victim mode going on with this. So it's kind of like you stood up and said, okay, no more, and then came back in your little cave. And here again, it may look a little bit more dramatic than what it is, but I think you made the right choice. This is a time for you to empower yourself. With Mars going through your first house, it really makes you take a stand for who you are, okay, and really come through to who you are. And I agree with Aphrodite. Mercury is transiting through your 11th house of friendships, and it's just a matter of a phone call. Okay, everybody's supporting you. Everybody's there to support you. This transition, you're well supported in and well loved in. So look forward. Look forward to what's coming to you, because I think this transition is to your benefit.
Will I ever trust myself again? I've made two terrible choices when it comes to partnerships. Terrible. And I've only had two real relationships. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, Jupiter is going to be moving across your Venus, as Jacqueline mentioned. It's going to get very close to your Venus, and it's going to retrograde.
Okay.
It's not going to actually sit right on your Venus. Okay, it's going to wait, and it's going to come back and revisit you. Okay?
Okay.
And that will not be happening until July of next year.
Okay.
So I'm going to encourage you to choose how you want to express your peace through partnership. Take this time, which it's about, really it's about 9 months. It's the same cycle of gestation in the human experience, to rebirth yourself so you don't make the same mistake again. I don't think we mind making mistakes. We just don't want to keep making the same one over and over again. Okay?
Right. Right.
Allow yourself to be at peace with those that you do love and those that love you that are in your world, and rewrite the script for your romantic life.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm not sure how the starting points will happen on that. And yeah, it was something. He actually bit my thumb and broke it in biting it. It was quite the mess that went on. But anyway, I had choices to do things differently earlier, and I didn't. Anyway, it is what it is. There's a lot of drama involved in it, and it's just, wow. It's sad how some people, where they get to. And, I am very interested in making peace.
But you realize, of course, that the thumb is your will. Which hand?
Okay. Left.
Was it right or left?
Left.
So that's your subconscious. So you were seeing things in that person they couldn't see in themselves, and they wanted to break that tie. They couldn't see it. You are very visionary a lot of times, too, you know, Charlene. So you have to understand what you could see in that person they could not see in themselves, and you stepped in as a healer maybe before they were ready to grab that gold ring. You didn't really do anything wrong here, but no. You can see things in others that they cannot see in themselves. Okay?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sometimes you have to wait for it.
And on that same vein, because while you're considering and you're transforming and changing, because you're not completely off the mark, you're not completely wrong, because sometimes, you know, you have a moon in Virgo at 29 degrees, you have a sun. Luckily, thank God, they aren't conjunct, but you have a sun conjunct Pluto, okay, and it's also vertex in your natal chart. So you see a lot of potential. You see a lot of positive in people and say, oh, yeah, this is a great potential. This person I know has this ability, okay? So the situation is, I want you to walk into next time, is reality, okay? Even though they may have the potential of doing something, they may not do it. Okay?
Right.
Remember, look at an individual, the future. Look at the reality of where they are today, not the potential of what could be. okay? And you'll end up a lot better because of that, okay?
I will heed that very closely, Jacqueline. Will it? It's, yeah.
I know what a loving person you are, so I'm sorry this happened, but again, it was a difficult lesson, but I think you got it now.
Got it. I absolutely got it to the bone core. Got it.
Oh,
walk around
God.
Smelling like dog poop for a week. It's awful.
Well, I'll be keeping you in my thoughts and prayers. Okay.
Thank you so, so much, ladies. I'll go online and just listen there. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll keep you on hold. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. She's got so many beautiful healing traits, and it's difficult for the healer because often they do attract those that need to be healed. It can be a difficult passage.
Yes, absolutely. That much Virgo energy, that much power. Wow. You know, that's a beautiful. You know, and I always say this about some people that I see that have that in their chart. I would like to live in their world because they have such a perfect view of the world. Unfortunately,
yes.
Not the reality of what we live in.
Don't I know it. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-287, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, happy holidays to both of you. And I'm sorry about your friend. You said early in the show, you know, my condolences. And,
thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
You know, that's hard, you know. And hopefully, you know, healing and prayers towards the family as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, it feels like a Mercury retrograde, and it's not, because you remember I was looking for jobs, and I did find something that was part-time that I started November 16th. The bad news is it ended Tuesday, and I'm kind of devastated because I like the job. It's just, you know, it was just a, you know, short term. And, you know, I'm just wondering when I'll have another opportunity.
Stacy, I got like 13 Stacys on here. When's your birthday?
Oh, my God. Well, actually, my birthday's coming up. It's the day after Christmas, 1967.
Got it. And you're down in Florida now, aren't you?
Yeah. Delray Beach. It's, you know, beautiful,
I thought so.
But
okay. Just want to make sure. You know. Okay. Let's take a look, honey. Let's see what's up here. Just had the new moon. The new moon's usually about new beginnings. And all those planets were in Sagittarius. And they were in your 12th house. So, again, the 12th house has to do with your soul history, the subconscious, and trying to, like, probably bump you up a notch. See, sometimes you get an opportunity, and what we've seen in the past is it's not exactly the right fit for you. But because, you know, you have to support yourself, of course, you know, you're going to walk in and take that opportunity and do the best you can, okay? But I'm going to say this kindly, but I think you're shooting below the level where you should be shooting for. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I applied for everything, and I liked it, but it was just that's what I guess hired, you know, gave me a chance. It's because, you know, I do go out of my way and look. It's just that the time gaps, because I haven't, you know, even though I've had jobs for years ago, for the last 3 years, it's been not steady. And I just can't fabricate jobs that I've been through in 3 years. That's what's happening.
The key is not to look back, but to look forward. Right now you're in your Mars return. It's right on you. I'm going to let Jacqueline take the ball with that, because that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I was going with this. You are in your Mars return.
Yep.
And that Mars is in your second house of your personal values, beliefs, and personal finance. Okay? And I agree with Aphrodite that I think that this is a blessing in disguise that this job disappeared, because I don't think it was up to your caliber. I think you're going out there a little too desperate. You have a Scorpio moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I really want you to understand the Scorpio moon, because it's so intense. I've had friends who have Scorpio moons. I so know the intensity of that Scorpio moon that just goes, I need it now. I'm pushing that limit, okay? And I understand the tenacity of it. But on the other hand, if you instead, because what manifests with that is that no matter anybody that I know that has a major plutonium planet, which is, again, Scorpio energy, is a transformer and changer of their environment. And once they change their perspective, or for you, for instance, emotions, and trust and go, okay, I know that this is going to shift and change. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Once you do that emotional thing and get yourself rebalanced where you're not going out there and going, I need anything, just anything, all of a sudden the right thing comes. You have a tight line here with your work. If you are not the person who can just go to work and do a job and walk out, your work becomes a way of life for you. You put your heart and soul into the work that you do. You do your best. You do everything you can to do what's right in whatever position you go into. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean it's the right decision. And again, here's your tight line. Okay? You need to make a tight line of, I'm the one here giving all my passion to this job. What is it that I will have fun doing? And find that passion and keep going after it. Because there's some transits here that'll help you out. But the main key here is to stay within your personal values and beliefs and know your value. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just got to do what is fun, not just go out and get a job.
Yeah, but, I mean, I know, I'm just thinking holiday, my birthday's coming up. What's coming up first, a job or, you know, even a date? It's everything
you're
seems so stagnant.
You're supposed to trust the universe. You're supposed to trust the universe. Trust that the right timing will be divine in coming to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All you're here to do right now is say, okay, I'm changing how I feel about this. I know it's going to happen, so I'm going to change how I feel about it. And once you change how you feel, everything else will change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steve, did you have a normal birth or were you a C-section?
Normal.
Because, you know, the moon changed signs when you were probably in the birth canal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I just knew I was born 4 days late. I was supposed to be born the 22nd.
But again, the divine orchestrates these matters, and you were born with a 25-minute Scorpio moon. So you need to live your passion. And also, Mercury right now is sitting on your Mercury, and it's going to pass over your Sun over the next couple of days. And it is opposing and attracting to your seventh house. So if you want a date, I would concentrate on that for right now. But
so
things
no,
are lining
no,
up to really bring you some things electronically that you have already applied for. Okay, the moon is basically going to be conjoining Mars tomorrow. And that's right on your Mars in your chart. So anything you've done electronically or by phone, using like the current technology that we have, you could get a great response over the next couple of days. So don't lose heart, okay?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, when we're saying for, you know, my birthday, New Year's, so there's nothing, no activity.
Well, everything's happening right now, so get to your birthday, it's going to be better, okay?
Yeah,
everything's happening
I always
right
think
now.
It, yeah. It's just
living in the past
like
and living in the future is not as good as about addressing what's in your pocket right now. What opportunities you hold in the palm of your hand for the next 72 hours, I would go for it.
Yeah, it's just that this job, I was doing a great job, but what happened was a gal kept smoking every, like, couple of minutes. She kept going out on a cigarette break, and it smelled so bad like smoke, and I had said something, and then I got let go, and I'm thinking I should have kept my mouth shut. You know, that's why I'm kind of upset with myself.
Here again, stop that. Okay, stop that. I could have, I should have, I would have. It could have been anything that could have happened to make you go out there. People who complain every day at their job do not get fired, okay? My point being is, and that's what I want you to look at, look forward. Aphrodite was talking about how you have your Venus return right on top of you, you have your Mars return right on top of you. This is a divine time for transformation and changes in your life, and if you're looking back at what you could have, should have, or would have done, okay, it's not going to help in any way, shape, or form. Your direction needs to be towards the future and looking at that. Okay, this is a whole new, you know, your solar return is coming up in a few weeks. So this is a whole new transition for you. There's major transitions and changes and major surprises around the corner. You have to trust that they're there. No yes buts anymore, no looking backwards. Oh, no, I'm taking it. I'm starting here, and I'm going forward. And here again, you'll be surprised if you reach out as far as your love life is concerned, and you'll be surprised at what comes across over the next few weeks because there's going to be some great changes in your life. So don't look at, oh, this is happening or that's happening. Look at what you have today and be happy that you're going in the right direction and do the right next thing that will bring your passion to you. That's it.
Yeah, this thanks is, you know,
and
for
keep
the
us posted.
Years,
we have a lot of people on the queue tonight, Stacy. Okay, so keep us posted.
Oh.
If you need more counsel,
okay,
give us a call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you both so much. Happy
and
holidays.
Many blessings to you, babe. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. Things are tougher for some than for others. That's for sure, boy. I'll tell you what. Like I said, I just want to see her get, or she is going to really feel the passion and the continuum. And I know it's hard because everybody has to pay their bills, you know?
Yeah, and those 0 degrees aspects are really an intense thing. It's like extra charging a planet with a sign, you know, because it sits right on that intense edge. You know, and that 0 degrees can be way more impacting and feel a lot deeper than what it should.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 207, you're on the air.
Well, good evening, my illuminating people. I thought I got bumped.
Oh,
this is,
it's Tom!
This is,
no, no! Hi,
hello.
Tom, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm finally back in touch in my comfortable realm of being with Source, and it's been too long. I wanted to wish you a blessed Yule, both of you. Hello, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
So what
can we do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know how these trines are affecting me or will affect me if they do at all.
No, they're whacking you, and in a good way.
Yes,
what city in Maine
so.
You live in now? Are you still in Maine?
Yes, yes, correct. I'm in Houlton.
What's the city again? I forget.
Houlton.
So right, these aspects are so transiting over you at this point in time. This is such a good thing. It
That's
really is
good.
A good thing.
I feel really good about it.
I find a major transformation and change as far as your work is concerned. Is there something that you're doing to promote yourself more or to do something more than what you are?
Well, I'm always trying to do more than what I am. And I've been out of touch with myself for quite a while, and now it seems like I'm back on path. So I'm taking it one step at a time and trying to gather all my energies and blessings together and put them to good use again.
get yourself out there, promote yourself right now. This is a good time to really, as far as your business, look for the opportunities that are coming to you.
Yes, I have been trying to look into some business potential that I know I have in me. And
are you consulting right now?
Excuse me?
Are you consulting right now?
No. I mean,
you have a lot of knowledge in one aspect of your life. Where do you have all your knowledge? What's your knowledge base?
Well, right now it's basically metaphysics.
Okay. And what are you doing with that?
I'm practicing again.
Good.
I try.
You are consulting. I thought that. Okay, so you are consulting, okay?
Yes, I do. I don't
know if
it falls on deaf ears or not, but, you know, I do review with other people.
But see, the thing that I want to tell you is that when you are a consultant and you're a metaphysician, you're planting seeds that will bear fruit in their season. You can't qualify what you see. You just know you need to give that seed.
That's
and
true.
And it will bear
always,
fruit when it's supposed to, okay?
I always try to drop breadcrumbs wherever I can.
I like that about you. That's wonderful. Are you happy in your love life right now?
I'm content, yes. Very content.
I see strength coming in there for you. A lot of strength coming in there for you right now.
Good.
And also that you need to put yourself into a bigger forum.
There you go.
Saturn right now is in Sagittarius, forming some nice trines to your self-know, which means you're doing great, but look how you can get the word out in a wider margin. As a teacher, as a mentor. Okay?
I see what you mean.
Because, you know, even though your sun's in Aquarius, your Mercury's in Capricorn. You want to give people something to hold on to and really sustain them, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you're there. It's just about widening that window a little bit more so you don't have to feel that you're living a meager life. You want to make a bigger launch. You want to have more visibility, and you want to be able to be more optimistic with people about what you see, right?
Yes, yes. I see much bounty around me. It's not meager by any means. It's not.
Good, good.
I've been well provided for. I am without transportation right now, reliable transportation, and I'd like to know a little bit about that, if you could.
Well, what I kind of see right now, are you talking to most people virtually, like electronically, or in person?
Both.
Okay. Well, if you can't get to a place from where you are, maybe the emphasis is on the internet or virtual communication, okay? Look at what your greatest gift is that you're holding in the palm of your hand right now, and do it from your computer, from your phone, however you would normally do it, in more of a major way, in order to claim back transportation. But I think right now, maybe the universe is telling you it's about your voice, it's about your intention, it's about your positivity, it's about your philosophy. Okay?
Yes, I get that.
In the electronic era, we can do it from anywhere.
I know. I'm in the middle of a potato field where my residence is, and there is nothing around, not a soul. It's very hard to actually get out off the property without being on foot, and weather has changed quickly in the last 10 days. We had that snow on it again. And I'm also trying to move residence within the next 6 weeks, if possible.
To where?
Another part of Maine, further south.
Where you have some more transportation and more things are available to you. I understand that.
Yes. There's nothing available where I am now. I'm too far north.
Well, I would create a plan, but you can't push the river, it flows by itself. And right now, I feel the things that you're speaking and the things that you're doing are very important. Mercury's sitting on your Saturn right now, and I feel that you're doing a good job. Venus is sitting on your Mercury, too, so I know that the woman that's in your life right now wants also to make this move. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Out of here.
Yep. You need to get to a place where you actually have a life, thank you.
Yes. Where I could live it. I have the life. I just have to be able to live it.
Right.
You know, I think patience is a really good thing right now.
I agree with that.
I think you can reach out right now electronically and virtually and all these other ways. There's so many different ways we have of communication now. It isn't even funny. I do think that this is time for you to put it out there of what you're doing. Okay? Watch what comes back, though. It may not come back the way you want it to, but be open to whichever way it comes back. Okay?
Yes.
Be very flexible at this point in time. But I think it's going to be a little challenging in this transition if you're going to move right now. I do think that it is for your benefit, but I think the universe has the timing, and you've just got to put it out there and wait it out.
That's where the patience comes in, Jacqueline. I know what is meant for me is coming at me, and I can't stop it. I have been getting little signs that it is close at hand, and I am patient and faithful.
You need to be.
You are.
And enjoy this time of solitude, because it's giving you a time of solitude. And I know that's hard for a little Aquarian energy like you, because you are a social creature. But there's a reason for this time of solitude. Remember, you have a Saturn in Capricorn. You must enjoy the time alone to really appreciate the time out in the public.
Yes. That's when I give my most gratitude, is when I'm secluded by myself.
I would love so much to meet you in person. You're such an amazing person, and you never
drop
the ball.
So
you're always trying to do your spiritual best. Yes. I hope someday we will.
Yes, I do too. We're both on the East Coast. There's really good reason why we shouldn't.
Except for snow.
We're from one end to the other.
Excuse me?
It's all up and down the East Coast. It's one end to the other. We're all up down.
Everything
I'm in
is
Florida. She's in the middle of Virginia, and you're up there.
That's right. And all the coastlines are connected anyway, so there is no obstacle.
The East Coast is my favorite, though. I love the East Coast.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
I certainly will. And let's see if we can get all the listeners also to send out as much positive energy that we can send out to the Lakota people.
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yes. And all the tribal lands. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You girls have a nice day.
You bless you too, Tom. Well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a darling.
He is a sweetheart.
Okay, you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
561-714, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline, it's Charles.
It's Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, good
week.
To talk to you, folks. And that's why I was calling, to tell you that over the last many, many months, you have given me lots of encouragement and lots of support. And there were times when I really wanted an answer other than keep the faith. But I have to tell you that in keeping it, everything has fallen into place in the last 2 weeks. I start a new job tomorrow.
Yippee!
I put my house on the market and have a couple of offers already. And I also started to date. And it all sort of happened at once and came out of the woodwork. And I think I owe most of it to you. And I just want you to know that You know, I really appreciate everything that you've encouraged me to do, and I bring it on myself as well. So I thank you.
I love that.
Well, you know, we many of us call and we need advice or we want advice, and I just wanted everyone to know that it really pays off, and both of you are so good at what you do. If we follow what you say, life falls into place, and it can be pretty wonderful. So I just called to thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Oh,
well,
you're
I appreciate
such a
you both. Well, I can change, but so far so good.
Excellent.
So,
Don't
thank you.
About the other shoe dropping.
No, I don't have a question tonight. I just wanted to call to thank you.
Aw.
Oh, you're a darling. Thank you so much for doing that.
No, you're welcome. Happy holidays.
We love you and support
I'll talk
you
to
in every
soon.
Way.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. He's such an unusual person with how much he gives. Not for profits, and he's so creative. And I don't know, I just said, you know, the world needs more people like Charles sometimes. Really.
And he went to work for a great company that I think he's really going to enjoy. And it's working with senior citizens in a retirement community, and it's a huge corporation. And I think he's going to be a real asset to them. Really do.
I do too. Wow. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Oops. Area code 863, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening. Hi. Who's this?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
How are you?
Hello. Wow, that was a great call. Nice to get confirmation that things are, you know, starting to move and groove. So that's wonderful.
Were you born in Ohio?
Yes, that's me.
Salem Center?
September 16th. That's it? Yep.
Got it. Do you still live there?
I live in Davenport, Florida.
All right. Let's take a look at that relocation.
Yeah, actually, I'm still wanting to relocate. Yep. I'm still wanting to relocate. Over to the Gulf Coast side, the Gulf of Mexico, western coast of the town is Palm Harbor. I'm thinking I haven't, like, it's like I keep going back and forth. So a lot of it's just my own fear and insecurities of, oh, my gosh, can I make this big change? Can I swing it? Can I, you know, bring everything to fruition? And how's it going to happen? And, you know, the Virgos get into your head about all the details. So.
Over
what are you going to do if you move there? What are you going to be doing if you move there?
I'm going to be closer to the water, and I get a lot of peace and tranquility that I have that easy access that I can just, you know.
And I have to say I love it for you. I really do. I see your hesitation. I understand your hesitation. Okay. But mm-hmm. Mars in about... I want to say 3 weeks, somewhere around in there, is going to be transiting through your fourth house or your home. Okay. So there's going to be a lot more activity that's going to transition and change. Neptune is in there right now and is retrograde. I mean, it just turned direct. So you're just now starting to get your face back. You're just now starting to get your feet to where you feel like you're back on level ground as far as it's concerned. But I think the timing of it here in the next few weeks is going to be divine. I think you're going to find the right answer. I understand, you know, that Mercury and Libra sometimes vacillate way too long. Let the pieces fall into place. Let them take their time to do that. And I think you'll really be satisfied with the transition and change. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Give me the name of the city you want to move to again, please.
Palm Harbor.
Harbor, Florida?
Yeah, Palm Harbor, Florida.
Okay. Because I'm not seeing a lot of power lines in your progress chart. I just want to take a quick peek at this for you so I can give you some insight. Okay.
Okay.
And what it does is it takes the person you're becoming rather than the person you were born as and puts you there, and it tells me how it's going to feel the first year you live there. Okay? And it looks like you're well focused. You feel that there's caring and protecting people around you. And you will assist others, and they will assist you. How nice is that?
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice.
And it's going to be a little tricky at first because you're going to do some self-questioning. All right? But it says good opportunities just find you in your professional world.
Oh, nice.
If you want to work, you can do that. But it also says, too, that you want to bring new ideas into your environment, okay? And you want greater independence, and you want your responsibilities with others to be balanced this time, okay? So that's what you're going there for, okay?
Yes.
Your wisdom skyrockets. Your inner wisdom skyrockets in this location, and you end up being the teacher, even if it's just a casual conversation. How cool is that?
Wow.
You know, this could be very, very good for you.
I'm ready for very, very good. I hope it's some fun in there, too. You know, I'm hoping that once I get situated that, you know, that love element will, you know, come around again for me. I hear so many people say, oh, he's the love of my life, and I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, I want that. Is there any indication of, you know, that love interest coming along?
Not immediately. I don't know when you're planning to move, but Uranus is retrograde in your fifth house of romance right now until the end of the year. But in January, all that changes, okay? And it goes forward.
Okay.
And so if you are to create a relationship, my feeling is going to come out of the blue because once Uranus redirects its orbit, it's going to be in trine to your Venus, your planet of love, in Leo, which rules the heart. You're close, but it's a few months away, babe. Pace yourself.
That's okay. I'm good with that. I was hoping to move probably, you know, I'll start looking again after Christmas, you know, once the holidays kind of get behind us and, you know, you can kind of take a breath. So hopefully by the first of the year. So, yeah.
And I do think that, again here, I do think that the ideal time would probably be after the first of the year. So,
That worked out well then.
Yeah, I think that you probably will move anywhere from the middle of January to the end of March, somewhere around in there. That's the time frame you're looking at.
I agree. Does
the employment element line up? Because that's part of the move, too, is, you know, finding employment to kind of help me, you know, support myself.
Let's take a look at that. Hold on a minute.
What do you do for a living?
I've done clerical in the past, but, you know, it's like I'm trying to be open to new things because it's like I'm feeling like, you know, at my age, I want to look for something that's fulfilling, something that's fun, that I enjoy doing, instead of just, you know, a 9-to-5 punch in, punch out, you know. I'd really like it to have something that's fun and interesting and, you know, kind of.
The only real power line you have in Florida for that on the West Coast is Pensacola.
Oh, all the way up north. Wow.
Yeah, you've got a Mars-Pluto conjunction line there, which could give you a great deal of power, intensity, which you've wanted. But if we look just at optimism and opportunity about how to do something that you really enjoy, maybe not something so deep and intense, it goes from Sarasota all the way down to the Keys. You've got a Mars-Jupiter conjunction line there in your progress chart. So, yes, you could do it farther south, but it would be more about really enjoying what you're doing and feeling like you not only benefit yourself, you benefit others.
Oh,
so I like
have
that
to look further
you.
South. Because I did look down in Sarasota, but it's just, it's such a big city that I kind of feel like I would just, you know, kind of get lost in the shuffle. It's, you know, that's kind of why I was staying with, like, the smaller towns that are a little more, you know, community-oriented. Because sometimes the big cities, you know, and it's just me. I don't have, like, you know, family that's there with me, so I have sort of an anchor, so... I just, you know, I'm a little leery of the big cities because it's like, oh, wow, you know? You know.
But one of the things this report says, Julia, is it says that you may be able to rise from relatively humble beginnings to achieve fame in this locality. So you're talking about being a big fish in a small sea if you go where you're intending to go. So I'm not going to discourage you that, but the main office could be farther north or farther south, but you can still find your place where you're going. Okay? Because a lot of companies, they have a main office here, a main office there, and then they have satellite places. I still see the opportunities here are good, no matter how
good.
I look at it.
Good. That's
okay.
A relief. Okay, good. Because I was like, oh, no, I don't want to, you know, shoot myself in the foot by moving to the wrong spot.
No,
so.
No, keep us posted. This looks like it has a great deal of potential for you. And
awesome.
And again, if it's calling you, you got to trust your own psychic stuff, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Yep, I think that's part
well,
of the procrastination.
Keep us
because,
posted on
so.
That.
Okay, all right. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome.
It's always fun to get to talk
well,
to you.
Many
so
blessings.
Thank you. Blessings
many,
to
bye-bye.
You, too. Good night.
Right, bye-bye. Interesting. I think we have time to take one more. Are you ready?
How about we do that?
561-568, you're on the air. Hello? Ah. Lost them. Okay. We'll go to the next one. Air code 570, you're on the air.
Hey, I guess I'm lucky.
Yeah, you are lucky.
Yeah.
Welcome.
My name is Christina. I never called in before, so I want to quick give you my birthday.
Okay, go ahead.
It's March 16th, 1984, and the time of birth it was around like 12:08
a.m. or p.m.?
Afternoon, p.m. And I was born in Dallas,
and
Texas.
Where?
Dallas, Texas.
And where do you live now?
I live in northeastern Pennsylvania.
What's the name of the city?
He's in the living room.
No, he isn't.
Hang on, buddy. I'm on the air. Please go.
I don't know who we're doing.
He tried to get the dog out. I'm so sorry. I live like outside of Scranton area.
Okay. Thank you.
And can I have your birthday in March?
It's March 16th, 1984.
And time again?
12:08 p.m.
And that was in Dallas, right?
That, yep.
Okay, let's take a look for you. You're a long way from home, babe.
Uh-huh.
I like Scranton, though, as a city. I've traveled through there many times. It's funny because your ascendant, your rising sign where you live now, is right on my sun sign. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Whoa.
I'm
a lot going on here, a lot of responsibilities.
Well, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
yes.
You have a lot
and
of responsibilities,
of the,
don't you?
Yes, I do, and I'm like completely burnt out, actually. But one of the questions that I have is my son has had ADHD since he was young, and everybody kept on pushing me to put him on medication. And when the new moon was starting, I made an intent that this month I was going to figure out what was going on with my son, what was causing him to act ADHD. I was wondering if you guys could possibly tell me if there's a good chance that that will come through, like some answer will come through for me.
What's your son's birthday?
It is 526, 2008.
And what time was he born?
2:14 a.m. But he was also a C-section, so.
Oh, okay. And what city was he born in?
He was born in Penn State, Center County. It's a state college, Pennsylvania. I'm trying to think of what it would be on a map.
You don't know the city that Penn State is?
State College, Pennsylvania. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it.
Wow. Wow.
He's a hyper child.
He is a very hyper child.
Have you ever gotten him into theater or acting? You know, again, he's got a lot of emotions and a lot of things, and he moves around a lot. And this is a child that cannot sit. Okay.
No, he cannot.
He just has multiple activities, and it's always a movement and always a motion. One of the reasons why I say, I think this guy is just set for the theater arts. Okay.
And really, my family does theater. My family actually does. I can get him into theater.
I would if I were you. I think that can really help out a great deal, because that would resonate much more with him. Be able to express his emotions. His emotions run deep and intense. They're in his 12th house, but they're also in Aquarius. So he has, like, all these major sensors going off all the time. I'm not a big fan of medication. I really am not.
No, me neither.
And I don't think that would be the ideal way I would go with that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Does he have a pet?
Yes, we have a red-boned coonhound, and she can be a handful, too. So they're quite a match for each other. He wants a cat, but we can't get one until we don't have a hound dog anymore.
Okay. He needs something that's going to give him peace at the end of the day, something that purrs and cuddles, okay? He lacks that. That could be a big turning point for him. He needs something in his life that gives him peace but energizes his soul at the same time. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your concept of getting him a cat's a great idea, except that you do have an obstacle right now to overcome. But he's absolutely brilliant. And I agree with Jacqueline, absolutely. He could be unstoppable in the dramatic arts, but if he's going to run like a train during the day, he has something that calms him as he sleeps, okay? And cats are good for that, and some breeds of dogs can be good for that. But I think that that's something that has been missing, okay?
Okay.
And if he can't do it in your home, maybe he needs to do something at your local SPCA, go there and play with cats or walk dogs, but he needs something that is not human. I know you think I'm going crazy saying this, but this is what I'm getting psychically. He said it's not human that just loves to see him and gives him calm, puts him in a position
okay.
of a mentor, okay, where he's parenting something.
Okay, what if
person,
I had another baby?
Pet.
Do you think if I had a baby? Because I think I might be pregnant right now, actually.
That could work. That could be the ideal gift that God gave you for this problem. You'll find a big
okay.
shift happens here. Yep. So if that's
okay.
the case, honey, God bless you because you called us, and I could just feel it. So I've said that this baby is going to be a cuddle baby. If
oh,
you are pregnant,
good.
I have to tell you. Because this is probably a gift from God. And, you know,
yeah.
Jupiter is trining your son's moon and his Chiron, to heal him. So having that ability to have peace through parenting in his way, could make a big difference here and moving forward.
Okay. That is so great to hear.
If you choose the medication, do it temporarily. If you choose the medication, do it temporarily and do it light.
I was thinking about taking them off gluten. That was, we just got tests ran, and we didn't get the results back yet for celiac disease because it runs in my family, and I think that might be part of it, like an intestinal problem.
It's not right on him. I'm not seeing an opposition or a square that tells me that's true.
Okay.
How much fruit does he eat?
Quite a bit, because I do try to keep him. Lately, I've just been letting him eat whatever he wants because we had that test, and that's how they test for it, is you have to eat the gluten. But most of the time, he eats really well. He eats yogurt. He doesn't like pasta, really. But he does love pizza, and that's one of the things that kind of triggers him, I think, is the carbs. I don't know why.
Okay.
It does. Like, because the carbs give you more energy, though, too. So maybe that's just it. I don't know. He does have a lot of energy. You heard
yes,
him.
He
I know
yeah,
that.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm hiding in my bathroom. That was the only place I could go, you know, where he wouldn't find me, and he just barged right in.
Oh, boy. All right, well, I want you to know he does want to get better. So he's going to be cooperative.
Oh, I know.
And
he does. He tries.
I
want to
say more fluids, more larger spaces. Confinement is not good for this child. He needs to be either out of doors or have a running space. I mean, to confine this child would probably be bad.
Okay. Well, that's why it's always bad.
And he needs to be able to act out his music and act out his art, and he needs to be able to really express his personality, I think. And Jacqueline pointed out earlier, I so agree with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get them into theater, you know? Even if I do it with him. I'm not good at stuff like that, but I'll do it if it's something that I can help him. So.
He needs an audience. Right. You beat the audience. You're fine, babe.
Okay. Either way, I don't care, just as long as it helps him. But thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, do you have a place where, I could send a donation or something like that? Or pay for a reading?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Our numbers are on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to announce them right now. We're off the air technically, but we're going to go ahead and put it on the recording, which you can find on the first page of my website, aphrodite.com. Jack and
I
are both
that.
On Facebook, and we're here to help you. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I can look you guys up. I definitely will do that because I also study astrology, but I more do like the personality part and like palm reading part. So it's really interesting
wonderful.
To talk to other
thankful
people.
Thankful for you to do that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can show you guys what I can do, and I'm going to be starting up a blog talk as well on a different channel, but I'm not going to be using my real name. But I'll let you guys know. I can always shoot you a message on Facebook or something.
Yeah, let us know. Absolutely.
Okay. It'll be on Saturday evenings, probably pretty late, from like 9 to 11. But I'll
let
you
know.
I
love that.
Okay.
Let us know,
yeah.
Please. That'll be great. God bless
you. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you too.
Thank you
very much. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. You probably should tell people where to find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
540-400-0110. And friends on Facebook, let us know you're listening to our show. We can keep you posted if things are happening in our lives, and you can contact us there. Answer Blog Talk Radio. You have a beautiful, beautiful week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week. Good night.
God bless. Good night.